Second rung, the cold shoulder. I am mad at you, but not going to talk about why. But you're going to know I'm mad at you, because I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to look at you. We're just not going to interact. If we walk by one another, I'll walk down the other side of the street. If we happen to meet, you say hello, I turn around and don't say anything. This is the cold shoulder. So it's more direct than sneaky anger. And the frustrating part of it to the other person is they're not sure what you're mad at. What did I do to make this person mad at me? They're obviously mad at me because they're ignoring me. They won't speak to me. They won't look at me. They're upset with something I did, but they won't tell me what it is. So that's the cold shoulder. So these two may seem fairly harmless compared to, you know, a blind rage or something, or throwing things against the wall and breaking them, or hitting people. You know, say, well, what's the big deal, right? These are small problems. But for those who are on the spiritual path, it's definitely a big deal. Gurudeva made a point that we read in a talk about swearing, that swearing, which is right in the middle, is the fourth rung on the ladder, has the problem of stimulating the lower chakras. And if we swear a lot, we're stimulating the lower chakras a lot, and that can easily lead to going further in our expression of anger. So this is the same thing. Though it sounds innocuous, if we do enough sneaky anger and cold shouldering, we can end up in the next step, before we know it, blaming and shaming. Followed by swearing, followed by screaming and yelling. So that's the problem, is that it can easily lead to an acceleration of anger. So it's better not to even take the first step into this area. Better to avoid it at all, just to be safe. Plus, not only do we experience anger, the mind isn't that selective. If we stimulate the lower emotions, we could end up in other lower emotions too. We can end up in fear. Anger, when expressed, even this sneaky anger in the cold shoulder, can easily throw us into a state of fear. Worry and fear go together. That whole state, it can even throw us into jealousy. All of a sudden, boy, what everybody else is getting, why do they get that and not me? You know, we start to feel jealous about other people and why they're getting treated better than we are. So those emotions come along with anger, even in this subtle form of sneaky anger and the cold shoulder. So we certainly want to avoid those states of mind. Then the last thought for the day is looking at the common problem of the husband working and having a rough day at work and getting upset, getting angry with people at work. But of course, work is a professional situation. Unless you're the boss, you can't express your anger. You'll get fired. So you end up heading toward home in an angry state of mind, a frustrated state of mind. You're really unhappy about how you're being treated at work. It's totally unfair. And if you had your way, if you were able to do so, you'd, you know, scold the people that are being mean to you. You know, you really have this anger toward them, but you can't express it, of course, because you lose your job. So, the commute. Usually we look at the commute as a problem. Boy, it takes us half an hour to get home from work. This is terrible. It takes us an hour to drive from work to home. This is terrible. But, you know, this is an opportunity also to change our state of consciousness, or at least reflect on our state of consciousness to make sure it doesn't need to be changed. So it's a wonderful opportunity that lots of people have, the commute home from work, whereby we can, first of all, reflect on our state of consciousness. You know, am I upset with something that happened today? To what extent am I upset? And then we have a chance, if we are upset, to change that state of consciousness before we get home. Because if we don't, maybe we end up yelling at our wife. Then the wife ends up yelling at the kids. Then the kids end up hitting the dog. Whatever. down the ladder it goes here in terms of who's bigger and who's smaller. So that whole domino scenario there can be avoided if we, first of all, reflect on our state of consciousness during our commute and then change it if we need to. There's one school of thought, which is not our school of thought, is, well, you handle anger by expressing anger. That's not Gurudeva's teachings. You don't want to express anger. You have all this pent-up anger inside, and the best thing to do is we'll all get down in a group and, you know, shout out angry words at one another to get it off our chest. No, that's not our teachings. Anger is a lower emotion. We have energy in the lower chakras. What do we want to do? We want to raise that energy into a higher chakra. We don't want to express it through the lower chakra and get rid of it all down there. No, we want to raise the energy, transmute it. So as we were talking about in the anger management part of the talk, a couple of ways of doing that. Number one, Gurudeva gives us the color meditation method, flooding our aura with blue, light blue color. So flooding the inner and outer aura with light blue coming out from the spine changes our state of consciousness. Some people, it's more effective than other people, this practice, but it's a good tool to use in your commute. If you find your state of mind is angry, you want to get rid of it before you get home. Another method is the devotional method of Lord Ganesha. You could stick a little CD or cassette in your music system, some bhajans, and think about Lord Ganesha. Blend your consciousness with Lord Ganesha's shakti and being, and uplift yourself in that way. So we want to take this energy and lift it up out of the instinctive mind, lift it back into the Muladhara chakra and above. We don't want to go below the Muladhara chakra. The energy is below the Muladhara chakra. We don't want to express it. We want to raise it back up. So the commute is now a positive activity if we're in need of it. It's a chance to change our consciousness, raise our consciousness, so when we go home, we don't bring all this anger into the home and disturb the home, disturb the wife, disturb the children. There's no need to go through that process. So, of course, this works well when we're not working in the home. So if we're working in the home, we have to be very careful. It's a delicate balance when you try and run your office from your home. Fortunately, we're usually doing it just by ourselves, so we're not interacting with a lot of other people. But still, we could get quite upset with something going wrong on the phone, some business deal goes sour, and someone is treating us in an unjust way, and we end up getting very angry at them. And here we are in the middle of the home. So, of course, we have to be very careful not to just turn around and take that energy and express it toward the next person we meet in the home, because we can't yell at the customer. You know, it's just not acceptable. We're mad at the customer, but we can't yell at the customer, so we turn around and we yell at the first child that comes up and says, good morning, you know. So you have to follow other routines if you're doing business from the home, to, if things aren't at all smooth, to maybe go for a walk or something which allows you a break so you don't take the business energy that you're generating in the home and upset the home with it. So those are our additional thoughts on anger management. Building up quite a repertoire here in this area. As Gurudeva said, it's one of the most difficult areas to control. Remember why? Because it expresses itself in so many different ways. That's what he says. Because anger comes out in all these different ways. Here we have 8 different ways it comes out. So it's a very important area to control. And even in the subtle subtleness of it, even in sneaky anger and in the cold shoulder, we need to take it seriously and not allow ourselves, or if we're raising children, you know, to not allow children to develop the habit patterns in those areas, which in the case of children can easily, in adult years, go down further into more gross expressions.